Hello, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at last week's Choice Box beef trade, along with the finished cattle trade, with Ed Serwin with the USDA News Service in Amarillo, Texas. Ed?
The daily spot Choice Box beef cutout was 189.10 on Friday, which was a little over a dollar lower compared to the previous Friday and $2.40 lower than the midweek high. However, 50% trimmings, which had peaked the previous week at 89.5, ended the week around $66, losing almost $24 in 10 days. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, was at 189.08, and which was about $1.40 lower than the previous week. The total reported volume was 6,790 loads, which was about 350 loads less than last week. And the formula trade was 3,277 loads, and that's about the same as last week and pretty normal year-round. The upfront sales were dismal, with 764 loads compared to 1,313 loads the previous week. The export sales dropped in half also, with 561 loads compared to 1,128 loads the previous week. The Choice Select spread creeps up to $6, which is a normal seasonal increase for this time of the year when the calf feds are just starting to be harvested and they don't quite grade as well this time of the year as they do in another month or two. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were mostly steady to $1 higher on the chucks, while the ribs and loins, which have been the dominant factor in the cutout improvement in recent weeks and due to normal seasonal factors, they began to see some pressure, and they were steady to $3 lower, instances as much as $11 lower on select ribs. The increased availability of select product has begun to influence the choice select spread. The cow cutout was firm, increasing a little over a dollar as the slaughter cow numbers continue to dwindle at area auctions. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the general trend in the finished cattle trade was steady to $2 lower, with live sales in Texas and Kansas selling steady at $1.20, while Nebraska and Colorado were mostly $1 to $2 lower at $1.21.50 to $1.22, and the dress sales were $1.92 to $1.94, but mostly $1.92 in Nebraska. Packers pushed the finished cattle harvest rates to over 100,000 head per day last week. This is only the third time since October that the finished cattle harvest rate was over 500,000 head for the entire week. Packers have shown considerable restraint the last 6 months, using reduced harvest rates to prop up the box beef cutout values in an effort to try to minimize their losses. Reduced harvest rates, however, increase fixed cost on a per head basis and are used rather sparingly by packers. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1 pound lower at 1227 last week, but it's still 12 pounds over last year at this time. The average national steer carcass weight dropped 7 pounds last week to 828 pounds, but that's still 13 pounds over last year. The nearby CME prices closed at 115.15 on Friday, which was almost steady with the previous Friday, but about $1.50 lower than the midweek high. Taking a look at the feeder cattle trade, area auction receipts continue to be large, especially those Oklahoma auctions, with Oklahoma City and El Reno each having over 9,000 head, and Woodward had over 8,000 head, and this is due primarily to the graze out wheat pasture cattle movement. The majority of the receipts were heavy, large feeders off of wheat and with a very limited numbers of lighter weight offerings. The prices were mostly $1 to $4 higher on yearlings, continuing the rebound that began late the previous week. Stocker cattle were more uneven, but mostly steady to $5 higher. However, a few auctions showed lower prices. The 5 to 600 pound steers traded mostly at 171 to 193, which would be $2 to $4 higher. And the 7 to 750 pound steers were 151 to 159, with some trade again over 160. And the 8 to 850 pound steers traded at 141 to 146. The Texas Direct Feeder Cattle Report posted 25,000 head in sales and was mixed and uneven again, with weights under 800 pounds, firm to $4 higher and weights over 800 pounds steady to $3 lower. 750 to 800 pound steers were 145 to 151 and a half, and those 8 to 850 pound steers were 140 to 144, and both of those weights were current FOB prices. The nearby CME feeder cattle month settled almost $3 lower on Friday at 149.70. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.